Good morning, this is Ava.
Dan.
And Yuchen.
With your 10 a.m. deadlines. In local news, following an accident in the Brisbane Clem 7 tunnel, two e-bike riding teens have been charged. On January 24th, a group of young e-bike riders were riding on the roads of Brisbane City, the police alleging that the group, quote, weaved through traffic, narrowly avoided pedestrians, rode on the wrong side of the road, and performed burnouts during the stunt. Amidst the reckless behaviour demonstrated by the group of teens, one of the riders crashed into a wall inside a Kangaroo Point tunnel, with both the teen in the accident and the videographer being charged. The young teen involved in the crash was sent to hospital shortly after the accident, and now can potentially face up to 3 years in jail under the state's youth justice laws. More in local news, the Queensland government is undertaking new research set to introduce VR technology to aid wheelchair users in practicing safe fall recovery. The National Injury Insurance Scheme Queensland and University of Australia are co-designing the VR program set to be clinically trialled, then piloted at the Princess Alexandra Hospital from mid-2027 with an initial 10 participants. Minister for Finance, Trade, Employment and Training Ross Bates states that this technology could be life-changing and investing in cutting-edge technology research will aim to deliver real-world solutions to aiding wheelchair users in injury recovery.
In national news, a bar in Canberra was declared by police as being a crime scene after clearly satirical posters were found to have breached new Commonwealth hate speech laws. Five posters have been removed and seized from the windows of Dissent Cafe and Bar as they depicted world leaders and billionaires in Nazi and fascist uniforms. Posters of billionaire Elon Musk, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Russian President Vladimir Putin, United States President Donald Trump, and Vice President J.D. Vance were on display in fascist attire. Owner of the establishment David Hohen said, "These posters are demonstrably anti-fascist in their message, yet we have police coming in and shutting us down for displaying them." Acting Assistant Commissioner Paula Hudson said has defended the work of the ACT authorities, stating, "We're not going to apologize for responding appropriately to racism, hate crimes, and anti-Semitic behavior." Following your national news, three men and one teenager have been charged over several shootings and firebombings connected to rising tensions in Sydney's underworld. Police believe that these crimes were related to the conflicts between the once powerful crime family Alameddin and a group titled Coconut Cartel. Matt Utai, ex-NRL player, was shot leaving a home in Greener Creek West just after 6 a.m. on Tuesday. It was an attack suspectedly targeted Isian Utai, the son of Matt Utai. A day after the shooting, a video showed a man firing into a St. Clair home while swearing to Coconut Cartel and Utai's family. Shortly after, another video showed Isian Utai's home in Guildford West being set alight, the voice in the background saying, "This is the start of destruction." Isian Utai, believed to be overseas, is a former associate of the Alameddin Network. Several properties owned by him were firebombed two nights in a row last year, and the police are investigating his links to the Coconut Cartel.
And in international news, according to a Kenyan intelligence report, over 1,000 Kenyans have been recruited to fight alongside Russia in their war against Ukraine. The Russian embassy in Nairobi has denied that the Kremlin was involved in the illegal recruitment of Kenyan men, though Moscow has stated that foreign citizens could legally join Russia's armed forces. The men targeted in this recruitment scheme primarily consist of ex-servicemen and police officers, being offered around 350,000 shillings, or just over $3,800 per month in Australian. Kenya's foreign ministry said that just last week, 27 Kenyan men had to be rescued after being left stranded in war-riddled Russia and Ukraine. Foreign Minister for Kenya, Musalia Mudavadi, has explicitly told the press his plans to visit Russia next month to speak on the issue. Now for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is 9, predicted to reach 12.1, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.